We're holding in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, in the middle of Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Im Ein Yodim Aseges, he doesn't have enough money to buy Liknois Ner LeShabbos or LeKiddush Hayom. He can't afford both. He could buy either a Ner Shabbos or the wine for Kiddush. The Halacha is Ner Shabbos Koidem, the Shulchan Aruch will explain soon, because Shloim Bayis Adife. V'chein, the same thing is, if any other Maseges, if he doesn't have enough money, Likno is Ner LeShabbos and Ner LeChanukah, only one of them. Ner Shabbos Koidem, and then both the Shulchan Aruch says why? Bishum Shloim Abayis, Dein Sholem Babayis Beloi Ner, is no Shloim Bayis without a candle. It's interesting to point out, Shulchan Aruch here is mashma that the Indian for Ner Shabbos is because Shloim Abayis. And see if Beis, when he brings Ner Shabbos, Echod Ha'ish, Madlikim is Aner, Sheze Bichlal Oineg HaShabbos. And Seif Daleh, the Shulchan Aruch will bring down, you have to light, not mi bo idioim, shenire shenikar shu madlikoi lekovet Shabbos. It's mashma that the Shabbos is for kovet Shabbos. We spoke already in the beginning of the Siman, if both of the reasons are true, oineg ve kovet and shalom bayis, or maybe because it's a din shalom bayis, it's a din kovet ve oineg, or the aloha is kovet ve oineg, which is the reason to prefer the Shabbos above Kiddush, is because it's also a shalom bayis. And nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is first because Shloim Bayis. Now, the poskim clear of Shloim Bayis means because he has a wife. And it'll be a Shloim Bayis, it'll be dark, and they will fall, and there'll be a Ktoto. Or even if he's couple men together, is a Chash Shloim Bayis. Or maybe even a person himself, that will not be a Matzev. And Loshon HaGemara is a Shtigl Mashma, only when he has a wife. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah and Ner Beisoi. Nerbeisoy odim misum shlom beise. The Gemara doesn't say ner chanike ve ner shabbos. Nerbeisoy, the Gemara calls it. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah. Ner shabbos koidem, ve afal gav the kiddush deiraise, siv kotn yud gimel, even that kiddush is deiraise, mikol mogim al hayayin derabonon. The din to make kiddush on wine is with the rabonon, and minatei reyitze betfilik, mishikosu besimen reishayin alef. Ve'oit, do yochel lekadesh al hapas. Another reason that a person prefers, he has to light Ner Shabbos instead of buying yain for Kiddush, because he could do Kiddush ala pas. Who says he has pas? Mishneh Berurah means to Meramez what he said before in Sif Kotten Tes, that if he doesn't have a pas, for sure to buy a pas is before to buy Ner Shabbos. So it has to be that this person has a pas. Mainly he could do the Kiddush on the pas. Sif Kotten Yudalet, Mishum Shleim Habayis. Vim Yesh Lein Erechot Sagi. If he has one candle already, so he has already Shalom Bayis. The Yoytzi HaMoisar LeKiddush HaNechanike, and the rest he will buy Kiddush HaNechanike. V'gam LeChanike B'Nerechot Tzagi, and then he could go to Kiddush. V'im yesh lo Nerechot LeShabbos and Nerechot LeChanike, and he could buy a little bit more candles. V'yesh lo Me'at Moyes Nirali the Tevyesu Liknei Zedneres LeChanike Elias and the Mahadrin, Mishibiyati B'ur Aloche, that it's better to buy to have the Mahadrin of Chanike than to have two candles for Shabbos. Better he will be left with one candle for Shabbos. Says we should be out of Bir Aloche. I didn't find the Bir Aloche, but in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Ches, Siv Kotten Gimel in the Sharatzion, he says because Mehadrin is bought in the Gemore, and to have two candles for Shabbos is no chiyuv midin of the Gemore. Kosam Magen Avrom, Isha Sumo, a blind lady, Gamkin Yechol Levorach Alaner, Shehoil Vehinenes Gamkin Mehameoires. She enjoys the candles, the light. Shemazam Erbach declares where she enjoys. She says, because different people come into the house, they see what is going on, they could help her. Fidem of Shamazama wants to say that Lu Yitzir, she's in a place and for sure no one will come. And for sure no one will be there. She cannot make a broche. He says, nevertheless, that she will light a candle, because if the reason is no Shabbos is mitzad kovet, so even if she doesn't nene from it, shayach the kovet Shabbos. But not to make a broche for that. But again, if it's a place that no one for sure will come, he says that the Isha cannot make a bracha, and the same thing if a person is lighting in a place and is going to leave it right away and not to come back till no one will enjoy the candles, it's a bracha levatole. Could be as kovet Shabbos he has to light, could be not because he's not there, but for sure not to make a bracha. Umiyim yesh labal, if she has a husband, she'll be careful that he could see who yavarach. The Shmir Shabbos says it's better he will light and he will make the bracha. Because Shlichas we saw in the Mishneh Berurah later, and also we saw in Seif Hey, that could be in a shlichus, it's not so posh that someone else will make the bracha. V'mecheres v'shulchanechot im acherim shebirchu v'idliku lo yisavorech. She's eating with different people that already litten, not to make a bracha. Why? The ikar hatam shekulam mevorchim. Why everyone makes the bracha? We have already fire. Mishum simcha yaseir shiyash al dei ribin eres. Mishum kosa b'siv ches. V'oleka simcha gabor. Because she needs light, but light is here. The more light, for sure she doesn't enjoy. Zogim shum azam an ayobach lefi ze. If a lady has light in the house, so v'mele is no simcha mitzad ribin eres, she cannot make a bracha. But the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa gives the answer that she will switch on the switch of the light the Kovin Ner Shabbos. Chaim Moses says that it helps. And then she will also light a candle and she will have in mind to make the bracha on both and then it's okay. Mikol Mekim, what we learn in Shulchan Aruch is that Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beise. Ner Shabbos V'Kiddush Hayoyim, Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beise. Shemazaman Erbach says that the Mishabura said that if you have one candle already, for sure, Kiddush Chanukah before, because you have a Shleim Beis. See that Shemazaman Erbach wanted to say that today, if you have light in the house, there's no Shabbos from Shleim Beis, so for sure, Kiddush is before. And the same thing, Chanukah is before. And this is what I heard B'Shem Rabbi Baruch, I heard from Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, B'Shem Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that he told him if it's light, for sure we don't say Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beis. Shabbos was mitzayin, an interesting Meiri. The Meiri says in Shabbos, Mechanikev in Shabbos, in Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beis, not because of Bishlam Beis, that he will not fall down like Rashi mentions, but Shleim Beis is, because the Nechanike, the husband lights. It's a mitzvah of the man. No Shabbos, the wife lights. Mitzvah of a lady. So Shleim Beis, the lady to do her mitzvah over your mitzvah. This is the Shleim Beis. To feed them, even if it's light, is the Indian to give her to light the Shabbos candles. Or the other way around, what if it's only a man? Only men. Even if we say that the Shabbos Shleim Beis by a man. Or here, while he himself is the one that is lighting, is no mitzvah of the man, mitzvah of the lady. Chai gavne, the halacha will be maybe that not in the Shabbos Adif, but in the Chanukah Adif, mishum pirsum enisa. Seif dalet. Lo yagdim lemayr lehadlikem iboid yom godl. Not to light it too early. I don't know what the shum with yom godl. Sheozen en nikr shemadlikem lichovet Shabbos. It's not nikr that it's lit in lichovet Shabbos Kodesh. Vigam lo yagre, but don't say because of that to light it very, very close to Shabbos. Because then you'll be nichshol, maybe you'll light it on Shabbos. Vim roitzel ha'alik ne'er v'boil ha'yom gadol. But if he wants to light it far away from Shabbos, it's one eitzer. Lekabel olav Shabbos miyad, he will mekabel Shabbos right after it. Rasha, ki kevun shemekabel olav Shabbos miyad, ein ze akdome, people see that it's the covered Shabbos. Ubilvad, what it helps, to light earlier than mekabel Shabbos, ubilvad shem plegam mincha v'lemala shurusho v'reviyah k'nem alaylo. But before that, he can't mekabel teis ha'Shabbos, but for sure, he can't light a candle. So what we learn in this halacha? There's a special halacha to light the candles closer to Shabbos that will be nicker than you're lighting in the covered Shabbos. And not to light it far away from Shabbos. What is the shiur far away? We're not close. But if he wants to do it earlier, it's a tnai. If he mekabel Shabbos miyad, what is miyad? Some achronim want to learn mamish, like the isha, miyad b'shabbos mekabel, he's mekabel. Some want to say that it's not miyad, miyad. No, the pshat is, the reason that it helps because it's nikkel covered Shabbos. Has to be right after it, but doesn't have to be miyad. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is mistapek. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it could be not miyad miyad, but less than a quarter of an hour, less than 15 seconds, minutes. I mean, 15 minutes. Now, so the ma'ase, if a person wants to light today, so he has to light not far away from Shabbos, other to mekabel Shabbos right away. So the person can say like this: in a place that everyone lights 40 minutes. 40 minutes before Shabbos, it's nicker that it's the covered Shabbos. More from that, taka, it's really muflag too much from Shabbos. What would it be if everyone is mekabel an hour before? It's also okay. Some achronim wanted to say that if a person is leaving the house, lemoshul, so then it's nicker that it's the covered Shabbos. Chidush, Mishnah Aloche. I saw that Eretz HaTzvi wants to say another chidush, that today, that people light Shabbos candles, even when it's electric, and people light it in special lights of the covered Shabbos, it's nicker than it's the covered Shabbos, so even if you light earlier, it's not a problem, it's a chiddush of the Eretz HaTzvi, but this is the Eretz HaTzvi said, could be taka that, this is the mocker taka that all the noshim taka when we cover Shabbos, the Shabbos not loke, so maybe every time when they light, it's taka somuch la Shabbos, maybe from that came taka the meaning that the noshim were more machmer in it, see later in Tzif Ches. Now the Hashulchan brings down a Shena Eitzah here, we'll see later in Tzif Hey. Isha is going to the mikveh of Shabbos. So she wants to light candles before she leaves the house, but she can't be mekabel Shabbos because you have to be in the mikveh later. So what is the eitzah? The eitzah is, b'chai gavne, So, lechua to mekabel Shabbos, and to make a tnai, b'shas the adloka, that she's not mekabel Shabbos. But this helps that the adloka is not a kabbalah Shabbos, but it's too far from the Shabbos. Lekatchil, it's not near lekabel Shabbos. So the chashucha, what's the name of the Sifhei in the Mishneh Brura? So the chashucha, he has a eitah, she will mekabel Shabbos, she will make a tnai, but her husband will mekabel Shabbos right away. And while she's doing it also for her husband, if the husband is mekabel Shabbos right away, it's nikah that's lekabel Shabbos. We'll see the Mishneh Brura inside. Sif Dalet. Sif Kotten Tesvav. Boi Layom Godel Einuk Shu Zman Har Bekoyim Tisi Shabbos. Zman Tisi Shabbos HaShulchan Aruch Hu Meat Koyim Sif Ashkir Vain Bura Loche. Vain Resh Samach Alev Mishne Bura Sif Kotten Chov Gimel. The Maskinen that if a person is Perish Atmi Meloche half an hour or at least 20 seconds, 20 minutes Koyim Ashkir Asher Eloi. So for sure you can light Shabbos with Shabbos candles before that. Sif Kotten Tesayin Lo Yacher. Hayno Eicha Shu Madlik Betzimtzu Besoy Zman Amuto. The Atam Mishum משום שם בנקח ובנקח יאחר הזמן, ועין לעיל. ולקבל אולוב עין ושיפוש עצמי מכל מלוכס האסור לסנת עוני די רייסה, אפילו מסן דבורים שמסורים מדי רבונו. ולמעלה, אבל קודם פלאגה מנחה יקבלו סיקבול אף בדי אבד, ועין בסימן רי סמך א'. What is פלאגה מנחה, hour and a half before, I'm sorry, hour and a quarter, השוב ורביעו, קודם הלילו, עין וצאת שפשי כחופים, ודעס הלבוש והגרו, פלאגה מנחה ושוב ורביע קודם משקיע. קהל משוב הרביעי הזו אישה זמניאס, דהיינו שמתחלקת כל היום לשניים עשר חלוקים, לפי שאויסו בן שהוא אורך וקוצו, לשולחן אורך ידעו את מנהלי ששחר בצטי סקרחובים, תלבושן דגוין, ומדזריחת ולדשקיע. אני אמרתי לו, אני פיזם מקאפ השבס אולי, אני לייט קנדלס, לפי לשולחן אורך, it could be sometimes a בוח הלבת הולה. נעד רמו אז ממשיך, ואם הויו אמנר דולוק מבו אידיואים, גודל יחבנו ויחזו ולכן עוצר שבס. So the Mishneh Brura learns shot like this. The aloha of the Ramah is, if the candle was lighting, not Lekovet Shabbos, stop. So if you want it to be Lekovet Shabbos, you have to shut it and light it Lekovet Shabbos. See, this is the reason some people, the lights in their house before Shabbos, they shut them and they light them again Lekovet Shabbos to be used in all the other rooms that didn't have no Shabbos. We'll see later, maybe in the other lights, it's not a chiv to make a maisa adloke. But mikol makim ha'oyah al doluk, mibo idyoim yechabenu, now, what would be if he lit in it early? Zman muflog mishabes, but betoich plag, but he was mechaber lekovet Shabbos. Then the Mishneh Brura says he doesn't have to relight it again. B'shem Rav Kiveh again. What would be if he was madlik before plag amincha, even if it was mechaber tayse Shabbos, it's not chal, he has to blow it off and light again with a broch l'shem kovet Shabbos. We'll see the Mishneh Brura inside, Sifkot Mechof, Mibo idyoim godl, afilu im yachap plag amincha. ומאיר שדולוג לי אחר, אבל אם הדליק לצריך שבס, אף שלא קיבל עליו שבס בעד לא כוסוי, מכל מוקרים אין צורך לחבר ישראל. עד לכתחיל לא יהיה להדליק כל כך מקודם, שאין הניקר שמדליק לצריך שבס. So he was not allowed to like we learned in the beginning, מכל מוקרים בדייבת שפיר דומי. If you listen it לקובת שבס, if it's after plague, it's חל בדייבת. ואין בביור הלוכה.